This episode of Podnuts Pro is sponsored by AppRiver. If you need help selling and supporting Office 365, AppRiver can help. They've got the most experienced support team in the business. Call them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and speak to someone live here in the U.S. Try them free for 30 days by visiting appriver.com/podnutspro. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Podnuts Pro. And today I've got a nice little discussion on how to make more money selling Office 365. And when you see the title in the podcast listing, you're going to see Selling Office 365 Plus Plus, because we are going to get down and dirty with some additional things you can do. So getting right down to it, I'll make a quick announcement as to who we have with us. I have Billy Mundoon, who is the channel sales advisor at AppRiver. And I'm going to let him do a little historical background on himself there. I found out some little nuggets about Billy, about his background. But I'll let Billy start off and give us that quick introduction. Billy, how are you?
I'm good, Marvin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a little history with me. I've been in the AppRiver channel for almost seven years now. I joined back early in the game when we had about four services we offered, spam filtering, exchange, encryption, archiving. But things have changed quite a bit in the last few years. And so that's one of the reasons we're here talking this morning. I have a long history working with many different small businesses in our area here in Northwest Florida. Most of the time in sales, I have done other things as well. Quite diverse in my work history. But again, the last almost 7 years, I have been working with AppRiver selling cloud services and handling partners in different areas of the U.S. My territories have ranged all the way from the West Coast now to the Northeast Coast, and I manage about 300 partners here at AppRiver.
Hey, great. So you mentioned there in the Northwest Florida region, you grew up in Pensacola, did you not?
I did. I have family history back to the 1700s in Pensacola and even farther back through the Creek Indian heritage here in Northwest Florida. Mm. So lifelong.
Lifelong. And did I see somewhere that you are a volunteer firefighter?
I am. I am inactive at this point. I did some volunteer firefighting and I did some professional firefighting at a point. And I have three boys, 18, 16, and almost 14. And the two older ones are active volunteer firemen today. And matter of fact, they just landed their first responder certifications last night. So pretty neat stuff.
Congratulations there. So you go from being a volunteer firefighter to being a malware firefighter or...
Exactly. Yes. It's the same. People are having emergencies and we're here to help.
Okay. All right. So... I don't do a lot of fanfare here, so let's just kind of get into the topic that we got. But before we get too deep into the money aspect, I guess we should probably first just do a quick review of not just Office 365, but all the things that are now surrounding Office 365. So I don't know how much of it you can do without taking off your AppRiver hat, but just Office 365 in general, what's out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's great. So there are a lot of misconceptions with Office 365. And I think part of the confusion could be the nomenclature of Office in the name Office 365. So lots of times we do get calls, people wanting to sell Office 365, and they're focused only on the Office suite. But really, Office 365 has four core services, and that is Exchange, Microsoft's Exchange, SharePoint, Skype for Business, and then, of course, Office. And then from there, since 2011, Microsoft, of course, has added more and more bundles, features, add-ons, and other services. I believe the total CSP library is well over 500 services today, if you include all of the different things like Dynamics and other core services out there. But we're email nerds here at AppRiver, so we focus on the email portion. So email, Skype, SharePoint, and Office are primarily our focus here.
So from my perspective, I always thought that most people looked at the mail part first. So, but you're thinking that a lot of people coming in for the Office part, the Word, Excel subscription?
Yes, I think that is. We get a lot of partner requests and they say they want to sell Office 365. And they are in the back of their minds thinking just the Office suite. And then we break it down, of course, and let them know about the different parts and that it is, more of core services beyond just Office.
Okay. And you mentioned over 500 service offerings now. Is that just because there's so many different SKUs or flavors of Office 365?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Microsoft, as they've moved to the cloud with their Exchange and SharePoint and Office, as it were, although the Office suites are downloadable, there is a light Office up in the cloud as well. But they're moving more and more of their services into the cloud offerings. And so over the last several years, that has simply grown. So we've seen more and more of their services becoming cloud offerings.
Okay. And even within Office 365, it's sometimes confusing. I know that they've changed the number of SKUs in the last 18 months or so. They did another change. So within Office 365, I don't even know myself. I can't remember how many different levels there are. So what are the main levels that people are used to seeing or people are offering?
Right. So our most popular SKUs that we sell would be, like you said, the email portion alone, the Exchange only. The Exchange Online Plan 1 is very popular. It's a 50 gig mailbox with ActiveSync and antivirus and anti-spam through Microsoft. So everything from that level up to, for typically the small to medium sized business, the business premium package, the bundle, which includes that Exchange Online Plan 1, SharePoint, Skype, and Office, is a big seller too as well. Now, we offer everything from just the Exchange mailbox up to E3, which is the Exchange Online Plan 2 mailbox, which would add 100 gig mailbox archiving, then the Office Pro Plus with that bundle. So everything from the Exchange only up to E3 is primarily our focus.
Okay. All right. I don't have any E3s yet, but I'm working on one.
Right. I think it's also important to know that any of those bundles, too, we can take the separate pieces. So we can take SharePoint or Skype, even OneDrive itself, and sell individually as well if there's individual needs out there for those services.
Now, the one good thing that I've been able to do is mix and match. So at least as far as my experience is going, everybody doesn't have the same SKU within an organization. So some people can have, you know, an online plan one, some people can have an E1 or E3 or all of that. Is that correct?
That is correct. Early in the game, Microsoft did have some barriers to mixing and matching with certain SKUs that were very popular. But then over the first couple of years, that changed. So now we have it today that you can mix and match. So we certainly have clients out there who are consuming the Exchange-only mailbox, as you said. They may have some users using Business Premium and maybe even some users using Business Essentials, where we have the mailbox, SharePoint, Skype, but no Office. And you can have any of those mixes you need to fulfill that demographic.
So how has the landscape changed now that Microsoft has brought in stuff like Skype and all of those other additional services into the 365 family?
I think that's an important thing to talk about. So with all of those different SKUs, I think it would be impossible for any one provider to offer all of the SKUs and support them well. So Microsoft has added a feature called multi-partner channel management. And this is a system within the Microsoft portal that companies can have subscriptions from different providers. So for instance, AppRiver, you could be consuming E3, Business Premium, and Exchange Online Plan 1. And then maybe you have Dynamics CRM for sales or finance delivered by another company. And those subscriptions would live side by side within the portal. The users or the administrators would know through designation through the portal of who supports those subscriptions. We could step it up a notch and maybe a telephony expert would have your PSTN calling subscription in there as well. So all those subscriptions from different providers can live together within your portal and you can be supported by each of those experts.
So that actually makes it a little interesting knowing that within the Microsoft portal, you can actually have multiple products, multiple vendors. And in a sense, I'm going to say this from a managed service provider standpoint, bundle a whole bunch of stuff together to offer to your client.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that. I mentioned the word bundle because I think for, at least for me, that has been a nice way to scale the way that I make money with Office 365. So I don't know if you want to start with that or if you've got another place you want to start with somebody that's just wanting to get started selling Office 365 or somebody that maybe has just sold the email only. What are some things that pets can do to start making more money? Or if they look at it and say, you know, I can't compete with Microsoft's prices. You know, mm-hmm. How can we do that and make more money?
Right. So this comes up a lot because the margins for Office 365 are slim. This is well known out there. Microsoft, the CSP pricing to Microsoft's retail, there's not much room. And Microsoft themselves have said publicly that you should need to figure out how to do your add-ons, your professional services, and other ways to add to the Microsoft Office 365 suite so that you can garner more profit. They really consider Office 365 hooks for your clients. So in other words, these are services your clients need, have to have to make their businesses productive. So these are hooks, give more stickiness to the client to you. Then you can offer your professional services, and then what other services, add-ons you might have, you can add on there and then increase your profit margins. An example would be if a client comes to AppRiver and they buy, let's say, Exchange Online Plan 1, we know that the Securitide email filter from AppRiver is a better service than the Exchange Online protection that's built within Office 365. So our suggestion would be to add Securitide to give you more granularity and a better spam filter. Another thing we can add on here at AppRiver is email continuity service. So that gives you a backup, an insurance policy, a 30-day rolling backup of all of your email on a different server with a higher uptime. So then we could take it another step farther. Maybe for compliance needs, you need to be encrypting. So we have a very slick encryption product that we would add on as well. And then if your compliance needs are archiving, then we have that as well. So you can see with just an Exchange Online Plan 1 box, even just here at AppRiver, we have four add-on services that would almost a need for many clients who are under legislative values. They have to have these services, and we can provide those. So we increase our profit margin, we increase our stickiness, and we give the clients a better group of services, a bundle of services. Now, individual partners like yourself out there, you have unique add-ons that you could offer. We don't necessarily know what they are for each partner. So it's kind of up to each company out there to figure out their bundle. What's your value add? That's the important part. What do you add to the Office 365 services, and then how much can you add on top of that to increase your profit margin and your stickiness?
Just to go one step back, so the online plan one, mm-hmm. for the most part, is what people associate is the $4 mailbox from Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where, of course, if a client is looking online and they're looking for email and they see $4, that's what sticks in their mind.
Oh, yeah.
As, I get, $4 a box, and then somebody like me comes along and says, well, I can get you that, but I'll charge you $5 a mail. Mm-hmm. And they say to me, well, what are you giving me that Microsoft isn't giving? And the one thing I usually say is, well, you're getting great customer care 24/7 that you don't have to pay extra for every single time you call and open up a $495 ticket or whatever they do with that. But that's just if I were to do a resell. Now, you guys offered both the ability to resell and refer. And how do those two programs differ?
Well, a reseller at AppRiver would have point on billing and support, tier one support. Certainly, we're here 24/7 with US-based support for our partners who are reselling, but they would handle tier one for their clients. They would handle billing for their clients. In other words, those reselling partners would buy our services at a wholesale, mark it up as they please, and then deliver it to their clients. That's a reseller. A referring agent or advisor, AppRiver would have the billing and support role. So AppRiver would bill the clients. AppRiver would pick up the phones for the clients directly with our 24-hour US-based support, and the partners then would get a commission.
So
billing and support would be the two.
Okay. Factors. So I can charge as much as I want, but I'm responsible for everything as the first line of defense for my customer.
That's correct. And there's two points to that. One is you're buying at a wholesale and marking up, so you do get to set your margin. But the second part of that is AppRiver always protects the partner-client relationship. And if your client calls us, we will turn them back to you from the support standpoint saying, hey, you know, you're Marvin's client. He has support for you and he's very good at it. And we're going to recommend that you go back to him because we don't want that client trying to say, hey, why do I need Marvin in the middle? But we know that Marvin's boots on the ground. Marvin can offer better face-to-face support than we can on our phones and chats and so forth. So that's the argument. We want to protect the partner-client relationship. And the partner does get to set the margin. So those two values.
Okay. So another way that I think I have been able to make money is, I guess, in the onboarding and migration side of it, where I can charge for that. And there's a big daddy company out there that likes to try to, you know, pull away business, say they'll do everything for free. And a lot of times I'll get some customers that will call and say, hey, we tried to go to this company and they lost our mail or they screwed up our mail and stuff like that. So in terms of those types of things of migration, do you guys offer assistance with that?
Absolutely. Our sales engineers are heavy lifters. I call them magicians. I mean, they really are. They do work all day, every day, migrating mailboxes. We do have a partnership with MigrationWiz. It's a tool by BitTitan. It makes life easy. It is a migration tool. I believe the founders had worked with Microsoft as engineers back in the day and saw a need for this migration tool as we see this mass migration to the cloud from on-prem servers and other email platforms. So it's a slick tool, but you can buy it from us, and a couple of reasons that you'd want to buy it from us. One is our partners get a discount. And then number two, those magicians, those heavy lifters, our sales engineers, they will troubleshoot with you. They'll work with you with the tool. And even if you don't use the tool, the sales engineers are there for our partners. Their goal is to, within the first 30 days, all of our subscriptions have a 30-day free trial. During that 30-day free trial period, their goal is to make sure that you and your client are migrated up and running completely. So that is their focus. So we offer that to all of our partners. There's no charge for those guys.
All right. And disclaimer here, I have used MigrationWiz many times and I love it. And the first time I actually did have to call you guys and say, I can't get this working. Oops. Yeah.
Right.
But
It is. It's technology. So it has its moments. But that's what, again, those guys are there for. They just simply make it easier for either our partners or our direct clients to move from one platform to another.
Okay. So I want to turn real quick to go to an article I just saw out earlier this month that said that in 2017, malicious mail accounted for 14.5 billion messages, mm-hmm. an increase of 1,000%. That's crazy, yeah. First of all.
Right. That's we're talking B. That's a billion. You know. That is that's right. That's from feedback data from our SecureTide and SecureSurf filters. So that's our email filtering and our web filtering services. We have many feeds out there, tens of thousands of honeypots, and of course our millions of mailboxes, user submissions of things that are hitting their mailboxes or websites. And so we collect all that data, and yeah, we traced 4.5 billion emails laced with malware in 2017.
Okay, so you know, most people just think of email as just email. I send a message, my recipient gets it, and they send it back. No big deal.
Right.
One of the things apparently that we need to focus on is the security of that mail, and mm-hmm. you know, obviously from two standpoints: one from the malicious side, and two from the compliance side. You mentioned some products, SecureTide, but in terms of providing security, I see that as an excellent upgrade opportunity to add on services for that protection. Can you describe that a little bit more in depth now as to how can I, as a partner, add on those services mm-hmm. And make that money?
Excellent. I think this is a good time to bring up layered security. This is a very important term nowadays because there are so many different vectors of infections that are coming through that it seems that just simply putting a good firewall in place or other defenses in place by themselves aren't enough. You really do have to have layered security. You have to get a good firewall, good front-end defenses on your network, but your email security, a good spam filter is essential. When you have 14.5 billion laced emails floating around the internet, you don't want those landing on your network. So a malicious link can cause, of course, you know, incalculable damage to a small business. The same players who are infecting email have moved more and more onto the web. And so even legitimate websites are being infected daily. And these could be, again, not necessarily malicious looking sites. These could be normal sites that are infected just for a few moments until the administrators take down that infection. People can click it and become infected. That's where SecureSurf comes into play. So SecureTide is our email filtering, SecureSurf is our web filtering, and those two together draw off of the same library because these players are the same people. The ones trying to land malware through your email have now moved onto the web more and more, and we're seeing that increasing because companies like AppRiver are just blocking their emails more and more. So those are two services that are, I believe, essential in the layering of security on your email and your web.
Okay. Now, are these these products that we have to install somewhere? Are they web portals that we have to redirect, you know, MX records to? How do they actually work?
Right. SecureTide is the flagship of our company. We started the company in 2002 with SecureTide email filtering at a time when really it was getting untenable out there with spam and malware. And so our company was one of the first to the cloud. And to filter your email, we simply need an MX record chain. So your mail exchange records within your DNS, you simply point them to AppRiver, and then any email to your domain will come through our servers. We'll run it through our proprietary tests and then some third-party tests, and we will deliver clean mail to your inbox. The Secure Surf operates sort of in a similar way. You would point your DNS forwarders, or at the router level, you would point all your web inquiries out to our servers. And then that web inquiry will run through our library of over 8.5 million rules handwritten since 2002 today, plus those real-time updates from our honeypots and feeds. And it'll look and say, okay, you're good. We'll move on, and you'll notice no speed change. Your responses will be quick, just as you're surfing the web normally. But if we have an infection out there on the web page you're visiting, or even a piece of the web page you're visiting, we will suppress that. We'll block that. Now, we may block a whole web page. We may block a whole website. But then we may only block a piece of the advertising within one, because as we all know, there's many different URLs behind any one web page. And maybe just one of those URLs is infected. So SecureSurf will pick that up intelligently and just block that piece. So again, we're layering up the security. We're using our history of a security company and our vast library and our constant feeds to protect your email and your web searches.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you mentioned the speeds, because I was going to ask that. That was are you as fast as Google? Because that's where all the techies will be. You know, Google's sure. The fastest out there.
Well, that's a good question, Marvin. So in the early days, we did use a proxy service for the Secure Surf, but in the early test, it was just a fail. It slowed down the system, so that was not going to work, as we all know. So we went back to the drawing board and came up with a DNS filter in the library that your searches run through. And since that change a few years ago, it's all been very quick. We run it here at AppRiver, and no one notices a slowdown on their inquiries. We'll get a block page every now and then, and it just comes quickly, and you never notice that you have the service running.
All right. So when the block page comes up, is that just a generic page that says, hey, you've been blocked, call your administrator, or is it a 404 error?
No, it has a little bit of information. Certainly, we're a bit limited too at that moment, but we'll block it, and we'll give usually some sort of summary as to why it's blocked, and we will let you know to contact your administrator. Because, you know, in the world of spam filtering and web filtering, we do have a small percentage of false positives, and with us, it's a very small percentage, but certainly an administrator can take a look at it and see what's going on.
Okay. And is there a way for administrators like me to make a request if we know that a page is legit that somehow ends up in the filter? Can we, you know, make a submission and say, hey, can you look at this again and, you know, open it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in your own portal, you can, just like our spam filter, you have the ability to allow and block certain values. And so that gets pretty granular. So you can, you know, block and allow things as you choose. Now, certainly if there's an infection and you try to allow it and we're picking it up as having an issue and there's questions, that's where our support 24 hours a day. We pick up the phone, we answer tickets within 20 minutes. You'll get a quick response, and hopefully we can get you an answer at that point.
And I'm going to hit you with a question that I didn't put on our bullet list. Is that a brandable page? Like, can I put my logo on it?
The block page.
Yes.
They are working on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question. Yeah. No, great question.
Hey, got to spread the brand, right?
Absolutely. Now the portals and everything else is co-brandable, and your logos, your information, your contact information are always up front.
I saw that. And you know what? Since you mentioned that, let me do a shout out. Hello, sure. Robin. Just a shout out to my rep there.
Oh, yeah. Get up. Sunshine and smiles, Robin Phillips.
Oh, that's what you call her.
Yeah. She's, if you look at her signature, she's sunshine and smiles. Yeah. Oh. She's great. She's a great asset here. She's been here. She's one of our 10 plus years employees, and she's handled Florida is a huge channel state, very busy, so she has a lot on her plate, but she keeps smiling.
Okay. I'm looking at her signature. I don't see the sunshine and smiles. That must be special for you guys.
Well, we may have worn her down. We're pretty tough over here.
Oh man. All right. So Robin, I did do a shout out much earlier than last time. Holla. Okay. Now, where was my train of thought? So I was going to ask on the security aspect. So that's attacking the malicious stuff for protection. Mm-hmm. For compliance, what are the products you can add on there?
Right. And so let's fall back on compliance. Even the email filtering and web protection falls into a lot of compliance as well. But the more obvious compliance needs out there, if we think Enron, paper shredding, archiving became a not only a need, but a legislative directive. So companies out there in certain like insurance, medical, for instance, industries, they have to encrypt, they have to archive. This is not a choice. It's something they have to do for compliance needs. So to meet those needs, we developed a couple of different products. One, the CipherPost Pro is our encryption piece. So it's a true end-to-end encryption. It uses an Outlook plugin, a web app, mobile device app. There's toolbars for OWA, Chrome extensions. You can create and control encrypted messages. It meets all the compliance needs out there just from the end-to-end encryption, but there's a couple of other add-on pieces or features to that, like large message transfer up to 5 gigs. We now have digital signatures, and then the message receipt has a lot of value. That, if I send a message to, say, 10 recipients out there, I can see who's received it, who's forwarded it, who's printed it, who's deleted it, for instance. So that receipt is very handy out there. So that's the encryption piece. Archiving, we chose Global Relay many years back. Global Relay is simply the best on the planet at archiving. They've been doing archiving as long as we've been doing spam filtering. Most of the large financial companies in America use Global Relay, and so we chose them as best of class. They basically will capture all your in and out email. You have a granular search interface. There's a lot of compliance tools need within Global Relay's interface. And so you can quickly search messages, you can create folders for your auditors, and all kinds of other goodies that you need.
I'm sorry, I got stuck on the fact that there are now toolbars that you can add to OWA?
Right, for the CipherPost encryption, that's correct. So in the download section for users, they can choose to use the Outlook toolbar, or they can use an OWA toolbar, so they can operate right out of OWA and use our CipherPost Pro encryption.
I gotta get back to looking at the site. When I looked at it, a couple years ago, that wasn't there. So
we've just moved to a new platform, Marvin, just recently. So there's some new. We'll get you up to speed. All right. Robin.
All right,
get
Robin. You up to speed. Call me.
She works right next to me, so I'll certainly let her know that you shouted out and you need some info. Yeah.
So these are all separate products that you can just simply bundle in and. Mm-hmm. For technicians like myself, we can bundle them as a managed service, do our markup and stuff. So for a customer that comes back and says, well, doesn't Microsoft back up my mail? Isn't that considered archive? Mm-hmm. Not so much, right?
Well, so we can talk about the native services within Microsoft Office 365. There is archiving. There is encryption. That's true. But the feature sets just don't simply match the AppRiver, the Global Relay pieces. So for instance, the encryption piece through Azure Rights Management that you can turn on in Office 365, it works. It has end-to-end encryption. As some partners have mentioned, it's good enough. But the end user experience can be a little inconvenient. They have to have a Microsoft ID, or they get a code that lasts about 15 minutes to open the message, encrypted message that's sent to them. No other features, no other things that it does. So comparing to the CipherPost Pro, the end user experience is much easier. And of course, those other features that we mentioned are better as well. The archiving piece, the Exchange Online Plan 2 mailbox, which lives within E3 as well, has an archiving feature. You can turn it on and put legal hold on it, which would make it compliant for many values. But with the Global Relay piece layered on, then you not only have a good archive that meets compliance, but you have all your backup on another platform. So I think that's important as well. And again, you have Global Relay archiving. That's what they do. They're simply best at it.
Okay. And the people that out there say that they can offer free compliance within Office 365, yeah, but not as good.
True. Absolutely.
All right. I was looking for, HIPAA. That's what I was looking at.
The medical side of the compliance needs out there.
Because that's where that's the reason I started using the CipherPost, was looking for something that did everything that you said with tracking and being able to know that not only did it get to the right person, but, you know, if it was forwarded, if it was actually read or not, stuff like that. And the fact that it actually made the recipient, so both the sender and the recipient had to sign into the same portal in order to get the mail. It's not that just mail can be delivered to their inbox and then somebody sends the password in a separate email. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, how retarded is that?
Right. So the technology that came out several years ago, it allowed the algorithm for the key to be based on an email address. And so it's user-based identity. And that's pretty much what all encryption uses nowadays, or should. And that's what makes ours work. So if I send you an email, an encrypted email, it wraps the email up in encryption, sends it off at 128-bit encryption, lands it on the server to rest at 256-bit encryption, and then you get a stub, a link. You click that link, create a password, and there, you're in. And you're connected to me in an encrypted manner. So you can then see my message, see the documents I have for you, maybe sign a document I have through the e-signature part, and then even reply to me in an encrypted manner through that portal. So we have an encrypted connection. It's pretty slick.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So I just, because I fumble while we talk, I was looking at some of the packages that are out there because I was trying to find more on the encryption and stuff out there.
Sure.
So I got to this page that not only mentioned the Securitide, the email continuity service caught my eye.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
So I mentioned that earlier. So our Securitide email filtering, now if your server goes down, or let's say you were tied to Office 365 and they have a hiccup, we will queue by default for up to 30 days. So in other words, that mail will be held. You won't lose any mail. And when your service comes back up, we will deliver. But a lot of people, if there's a hiccup, if they're down, they want access to that inbound email. They want that insurance policy that says if Office 365 goes down or my on-prem server goes down, I want to be able to see my inbound mail and interact with it. So email continuity service is a proactive insurance policy for that. So if you have our Securitide inbound filtering, we basically run off a copy of all of your inbound mail onto a server, and you have access to that anytime. And that'll start a 30-day rolling backup. You can set an IMAP connection in your Outlook and have easy access to it, or you can log into an OWA at any moment and see that inbound mail and respond to it.
All right. And yeah. I mean, that, and I'm looking at the price. I won't say it on the air, but that looks like a pretty good price. That's a pretty cheap add-on.
It is. I think it's very valuable, too. I think Securitide and ECS together, for a very small price, you get an incredible value with a world-class spam filter and then an insurance policy of your inbound email.
Now, right next to that is something that I wanted to ask you about, that as a reseller of AppRiver, I can do an add-on that, to me, can I really say this? Well, let me just say it. Network Threat Assessment.
Yes.
That is a service that can be added on for, let's say, almost nothing.
It is. So it is a service within a service, we'll call it.
Okay.
SecureSERP, the web protection we spoke of earlier. We basically, since all of your web searches are going out and we see the threats coming back, we can collect those threats. We can show you after 30 days, you can run the service for free and you'll get a report. And we will show you all of the threats that have come at your network. And this is very important. I think many people are, I guess, shocked when they run the service for, let's say, 30 days and then get that network threat assessment, because most people have no clue of the threats that have actually tried to come into their network through their web searches until they see the report.
Right.
And that adds value to the service itself. It lets them know the reality that we often don't see in the background, and that is legitimate websites being infected and trying to deliver malware and even worse, bots and Trojanware that goes in and steals your data. And then from there, let's add another piece. The SecureSERP has a built-in piece, whereas if you get an infection, let's say an employee brings a laptop back or sticks a USB stick in that has an infection that no one noticed, and let's say your network is infected internally, and then let's say at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's calling home to somewhere, But we know these bad places. We know these URLs. We will see that traffic coming out of your network and we'll stop it. And then we'll alert an admin that, hey, there's something on your network trying to call out. And we know where this is going. This is not a good place. Someone may be trying to steal your company data. And so we'll shut that down. So that's another service built within it as well.
Nice, nice. So the reason I brought up the network threat assessment also is the idea of finding another way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
That you can run this report and provide it in a nice little format to your customer and use that either, let's say, what, through the trial period? If you got somebody that you start off a trial period and you want to show them, hey, here's what's going on your network. Here's a report. Why don't we go ahead and purchase these services?
Absolutely. So this report was born of the early days in our spam filtering. So in, let's say, 2002 through 2004, when all we did was spam filtering, it was easy for clients to see the services benefit. They could simply change their MX records, point it to AppRiver, and their mailbox, the stress and pressure on their mailbox eased, and it was immediate. And there was that, oh, wow moment. And so with SecureSurf, we had a problem because it worked well, but a lot of people, clients could not see the benefit because it was happening in the background, silently, quietly protecting their network. So what the threat assessment does is it gives us that, oh, wow moment. So they get that report, they look at it, and you get that same response. They're like, oh, wow, we really need this. And it is true. They all need it. As we know, the web threats are moving up in the triple digits each year.
Yes, with the B for billion.
For billion, correct.
All right. So with all of these different things, I mean, do you have kind of, I guess, natural bundles? So if a tech calls in and says, hey, I need to sell my customer stuff, what can you help me? How does the reseller get their first taste of what to resell a customer?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I think it's part of the channel's role and even our training and development side of the house's role to bring partners up to speed on how layered security is important, how the add-ons are very important for stickiness and profit. But then these add-ons are not just there for stickiness and profit, it's there to protect the client. And that's first and foremost. So it's really for us in the channel to educate the partners on what these services do, how they help the client, and how they can help the partners be more profitable. So that's really, I think, the biggest thing is just simply education, conversation like we're having now, talking about these things and their value.
All right. So I've got a question of something that popped up in our prep work here.
Mm-hmm.
M365. Microsoft 365. What is that?
Okay, good one. So Microsoft has come out with a new set of services. Basically, they're building upon existing services. So since 2011, we've been talking about Office 365, Microsoft Office 365. Well, now there's a new SKU called Microsoft 365. And there's one for business and there's one for enterprise. And what this has done, it has added a couple of key features to some known bundles. For the business, Microsoft 365, which I think will be probably the most of our business through this SKU, is basically they're taking business premium. We're now adding the Windows 10 Pro operating system. We're adding mobile device management. And then we're even adding device management for laptops and computers within the organization. So basically, if you have an M365 SKU, a Microsoft 365 SKU for business, you would have the business premium. You would have the operating system, Windows Pro, and then you would be able as an administrator to manage all of the Microsoft products within your users' BYOD, bring your own devices to work. You would be able to control all of your company data. You could delete it if they leave or lose their phone. You can control how they copy and paste, any of your data is totally controllable within this new SKU through the interface, the admin interface. It uses pieces of Intune to manage all the devices and all of the PCs or laptops within your organization. You can update, push software, and see errors and crashes as well on all of your machines. So this is going to be an interesting, exciting year for Microsoft in this Microsoft 365 because these are we're seeing the operating system for the first time ever offered on subscription. So this is going to be interesting times ahead.
Yes, it is. Now, is the retail price for the business, what was it, $20 or something like that?
Direct from Microsoft, yes. Okay. AppRiver will have our normal value add on it of usually a couple of dollars for our service support and onboarding. That's generally right. Your business premium retails at AppRiver for $14.95. You can go up to $21.95, I believe, will be our retail. And you now have the operating system, mobile device management, and all those other fun tools to operate with.
I see. The enterprise is probably too much to go into, but...
It just adds a lot more. We have information protection, a full Intune subscription, and some other compliance tools for managing your network.
All right. And is that officially out now, or is it coming out soon?
It is officially out. It's been a slow rollout. Information has been a bit slim as it develops, but I think we will see probably, if not in Q1, Q2, a big, big push for Microsoft 365. I think it's going to be their goal, and any spiffs or anything wrapped around advertising and such will be directed toward Microsoft 365.
All right, Billy, I think we've touched on a bunch of good stuff here. Let us take a quick break for a station identification, and then we'll come right back and wrap up.
The most successful business owners I know are people who enjoy what they're doing. Whatever their thing is, they love it. And here's what they don't love: when they have to stop doing what makes them money to handle something that doesn't. That's especially true when it comes to email, and that's one reason why AppRiver shines. AppRiver keeps your inbox free from spam and viruses, so you don't have to worry about all that junk cluttering up your day. If you're running your own email servers, protect them with AppRiver. And if you're tired of that headache, just sign up for Hosted Exchange or Office 365 and get your mail from the cloud. Here's the best part. Call AppRiver anytime, night or day, and you'll talk to a real, live, U.S.-based company employee. Someone who's trained to take care of your business and let you get back to doing what you love. Visit appriver.com/podnutspro today and try any of their services free for 30 days. That's appriver.com/podnutspro.
And we're back. Let's just do a quick recap. Did we miss anything earlier in terms of things to do and making more money with Office 365? We talked about bundling and all the add-ons. We talked about, adding on security. We talked about some compliance and archiving. Is there anything that we missed in terms of what resellers can do to make that money?
No, I don't think we've missed anything. I think it's just important for resellers out there to really identify their key value adds within their organization. Each one being different. Some may have telephony expertise. Some may have CRM expertise and how to use that as a value adds. Each individual reseller, their organization needs to figure out, what they can do to add value to the Office 365 services to increase that profitability and stickiness with their clients. Certainly the managed service provider model is winning out there as those partners are wrapping up their services with the AppRiver services and creating bundles that are appealing and helpful to their clients.
All right. Now, for the ongoing communication, and apparently I'm lacking because I just don't call sunshines and smiles every week, but in terms of resources that are available for us, what does AppRiver offer in terms of us being able to keep abreast of all the changes?
So, AppRiver has a AppRiver University, AppU. Again, you can send an email to edu@appriver.com as a partner. We'll get you credentials to our training portals where we have sales and support modules for all of our services. So that's one way. We do a webinar monthly on whatever the service or whatever's going on at that moment to align our partners up with what's going on for that month. And these are libraried within that training portal as well. We did launch a new partner tools. If you go to your resource center within your portal and launch, you will have deep dives and toolkits into all of our services, as well as videos on how they operate, logo kits, and all those things for you. And then, of course, the dedicated channel can't be overlooked. We're always accessible. We all work together, even though Robin would be your point. If you ever had needed a quick question answered or help co-selling, then we are all available for you.
All right. And I do need to note that the partner portal, the dashboard, has been awesome since you guys redesigned it. I don't know, was it 1 to 2 years ago that you guys did that?
Probably pushing 18 months, but yeah, we had the whole business system back end, front end, everything was redone, and we're in our new UI, and I'm glad you're enjoying it. A lot of work went into it. That's a homegrown here, built at UpRiver.
Well, I wanted to mention it because, I mean, you can almost do everything from it in terms of provisioning a customer, adding, removing services. It's the portal where you can go to see all of your customers, and you can see if you're doing a mix blend of reselling and referring. You can actually see which ones are your resellers, which ones are your referred, what services they offer. You can do the subscriptions right from there, provision, you know, add a user, provision the services for them. I love it great because I set up my office manager to be able to have access to the portal so she can see the billing stuff.
Right.
All of that's
in
there.
Right. ConnectWise is coming. We have ConnectWise connections now, so you can get updates for your subscriptions from through your ConnectWise subscription if you use them. Autotask is coming on the heels of that and other APIs, too, to help with the billing, because that can be a big pain point for many partners.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little excited there. So,
no worries.
The partner portal, great place to go in and get all your stuff. And you can do all those things where you can see the branding and the tools.
Exactly. Right. We can turn on branding. You have full control of your branding, your logos, contact information, and then the tools, again, has been totally redone actually this week. So if you click your resource center, you'll get a different look than you had in the past. It's more friendly, more information, and we're excited about all of this. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good segue into anything else you want to say. I'll let you now go into your full-blown commercial for UpRiver. Anything you want to add to our discussion?
I think, you know, it's important to know a quick history. You know, from 2002 to 2004, we did spam filtering. In 2006, we added Exchange. On the heels of that, the archiving and encryption came as compliance needs, and the Secure Surf was developed from the web threats. And then in 2011, Microsoft invited UpRiver to be at the launch. So we have been in Office 365 ecosystem, provisioning, billing, and supporting Office 365 since the summer of 2011. There is no other CSP out there who has the experience and knowledge and business alignment with Office 365 than UpRiver.
Well, nicely done. Nice elevator type pitch.
It is. But I think those are important facts for people to know that we've been here. We know what we're doing. The US-based support can't be overlooked. When you call our support, we have guys just down the hallway from me. They are techs. It's not a call center. And they work in pods with leads, and they should be able to troubleshoot your calls in pretty quick fashion.
And folks, when they say it's not a tech center thingy, I'm looking at right behind Billy, and I've walked down that aisle, and the next, what is it? It's not the next room, but it's right down the hall.
Just down at the end of the hall, yeah.
It's quite a nice little place you got there.
Thank you.
And
yeah,
for those
it's home.
For those that can't see, we should really do Pod Nuts Live. It's a nice little banner up there behind you, Billy.
Yeah. So if it's your 5-year mark and your 10-year mark, and I assume 15-year marks are coming too, we get banners. So you can look around the building and there's quite a few banners hanging of 5+ year employees. We have very high retention of not only partners and clients, but employees as well.
Looking like the banners at a basketball center there with all the division titles and all of that stuff. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's going to do it for us today in Make More Money Selling Office 365 Plus. Billy, I want to thank you for making the time to chat with me. And folks, if you want to get involved with UpRiver, obviously you heard the commercial and you hear the taglines that I provide here for you, go to appriver.com/podnutspro. Or you can just simply call UpRiver. You can ask for my rep, Robin, Robin Phillips, Miss Sunshine and Smiles, but any of the other people can help you here, Billy as well, Billy Mundoon from UpRiver. So folks, thank you very much. Were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to say thank you, Marvin, for having me. I really enjoyed it. It's nice talking to you.
All right. Great. So folks, thank you for listening, subscribing, and downloading to the Podnuts Pro Show. Be sure to head over to podnuts.com and catch some of the other great shows that are happening over there. Visit some of our sponsors and affiliates and support the network to keep this great free content coming to you. That will do it for this episode of Podnuts Pro. And until next time, holla.